he's turning a
somersault.
And when they, if they, in the summertime, they'll get over a pool or something, and you'll see them go head first, you know.
Diving.
And then you'll say, I saw that boy yesterday, he
dived.
And then, Nicky got in the water and he
turned a flip.
And then when they're in the water, they'll want to try to swim sometimes.
Yeah.
And now, if they don't know too good how to swim, they might. And then, like on a baby, before it can walk, it's got to
crawl.
And if you saw a big mountain or something, you might say, boy, that'd be a hard mountain to
climb.
And you say, now last year my neighbor, talking about climbing the mountain, you'd say, now last year my neighbor
climbed.
And then you'd say, but in my lifetime I have never
climbed. Never.
And
Did you know right there, I've heard the words clump.
Oh, you've heard that. Sometimes people would say that around
clump.
Yeah.
Now, they clump that high
they
thing.
They clump that, yeah. And people, that would be the way they use it around here.
I know it.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about.
Yeah.
And if a child wanted to scare you or something, they might get behind the sofa and kind of get all...
Oh, yeah.
And they just, they get all sort of...
Scroops.
Yeah, and then and when you walk by, they might jump out and say,
boo.
And a little child was saying his prayers. To say his prayers, he'd go over to the bed and
kneel. Yeah.
And if you were feeling tired or something, you might say, I think I'll go over to the sofa and
rest a while or lay down.
Yeah, something like that.
Stretch out or something.
And, talking about something that you saw in your sleep, you'd say, now this is what I
saw.
And then if you meant the way in which you do see things in your sleep, you dream, and you'd say, well, this is what I...
Oh, dream.
If you do like this, a little kid will come in and do like this on the floor, you say that they're doing with your foot, you say you call that... Don't make so much noise. I've heard my mother say that.
Yeah.
You kids quit that stomping.
Yeah.
And if a boy saw a girl at church or something and he wanted to accompany her home, he might say, now may I
walk you home or escort
like
you home?
Uh-huh. Now if he had a buggy or something, he'd say, may I
drive you home?
Uh-huh. And if a car was stuck in the mud or something, you might have to get behind it and
push.
Or you could tie a rope on it and
pull.
Yeah. Let this blow away. If a child was in the kitchen and the stove was hot now, and you'd say, now don't you
touch that, it's hot.
And somebody's been fishing for trout or something like that, and they might say, well, I've been fishing, but I hadn't...
Had a bite.
And then they said, did you catch one? He'd say, no, I hadn't. And if somebody wanted to meet you in town or something, and you might say, now, if I get there first, I'll wait.
Yeah, I'll wait for you.
If a person was in a good mood, instead of saying he's in a good mood, you might say he's in a good...
Good humor.
Oh, you're just so good.
Oh, no.
And if a person was talking about letters or something, and they might
Did
say...
Did you say letter?
In letters,
letter.
Uh-huh. And talking about that, and they'd say, well, I hadn't thought about him a long time. I believe I'll sit down and...
Sit down and write him a letter.
And then you say, now, if I send this off today, I'll...